I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and today I will be doing a solo episode from beautiful Park City, Utah, and this week, our topic is the process. In today's Health Huddles, we're going to discuss a couple different processes of getting and staying healthy. A process is a series or a set of activities that interact to produce a result. Stress mastery is a series of processes with a single purpose to change behavior. Now, we accomplish this through one, awareness. Awareness is making a decision of what you want, and it's also awareness is what is causing you not to have what you want now, and what actions will you need to get what you want. And then it's two, practices. This is moving want into desire with a distinct plan. What behaviors are you going to change, going to set? How will you get there? And it's acting to release old behaviors and executing a plan that you set with consistent action to build new behavior. And that is number three, skills. It's awareness, practice, skills. Skills are developed through consistent action of practices along with letting go of old programs. This is, we create skills which are now new programs that will drive new behavior. These are habits. Now the process is no longer driven by will, it becomes habitual. So now let us slow down and move this process toward obtaining the health you desire. So what is the key word in creating any type of change in behavior? There's one word. It is consistency. Behavior to eat something sweet after a meal is a program. And this was a program that was set through consistently having a sweet after dinner. The challenge is this behavior is driven automatically. It is being driven from the subconscious mind of the cage mind. There is no conscious thought involved in the behavior. Yet the behavior of having sweets after every meal doesn't bring you what you desire. So if you look at your current health and the state of your body in this very moment, your body and health is derived from the programs and behaviors displayed yesterday. And if you just, let's say if you just started exercising, you would not call yourself an exerciser. But over the next year, let's say you consistently worked out, you would then call yourself an exerciser. It's now part of your programming. And this becomes part of the identity. Consistency is what drives eternal change. Eternal change is what creates results that last. So let us look at building a system we can use to achieve health in the body we desire. So we have to start with, what do you want? You hear us say this all the time. There is a process called focus mapping. Now, focus mapping is about creating focus on a particular thing you are trying to get done. This process was developed by Dr. BJ Fogg. I actually use this in coaching many times with salespeople or sales teams. So let's look at sales. Let's say the goal is you have an online business and your goal is one sale per day. And let us say in that business that you have to get one sale a day, you have to have 100 visits per day. So you've figured this out through time. So your goal is to have 100 visits per day to get that one sale. And so in other words, if we look at it mathematically, you have to connect to 1%. And let's say this is working great for you, but now you want to expand and increase business and you desire 2 sales per day. So you'd have to create a strategy to get 200 people to your site. And you already know the conversion is 1% and this will bring you 2 sales. As simple as Dr. Fogg's method is, most people don't even use it. Great salespeople know their numbers. They know how many people they need to see, how many calls they need to make, what they need to do to get their sale. And numbers will always be revealed. So let's come back to taking this system, and I'll talk about this system, and then I'm going to talk about how I kind of modified this system for health. So let's come back to what you want. Let us say you're truly ready to put your health category into stage 4 of development. So you listened to the 3-part Real Weight Loss series, and if you haven't heard that series, I highly, highly recommend it. But it's really important to understand how our body functions and operates. So you understand this. So awareness, practices, and the skills of weight loss, you need to make those daily practices of 1, drinking water, 2, the right diet, 3, exercise, 4, personal development. We use the Green Focus Power Hour, and 5, the refeed day. So you understand that these are the skills of weight loss. These are the habits that need to be created in order for you to maintain health for the long term. So you decided, you set your goal to lose 20 pounds in 30 weeks. Now this is very reasonable and very doable. As you learn in that 3-part series, you have to create an energy deficit. So to lose 20 pounds in 30 weeks is a comfortable goal. But you're not looking to lose 20 pounds. You're looking to lose 20 pounds and not gain it back. That's what the whole process is about. So the first thing you want to do, number one, you would write down all your behaviors you need to execute to achieve your goal. And I'm going to give you some examples. So the goal is to lose 20 pounds, but the true goal is optimal health. That's what we've agreed on. We're looking not to lose 20 pounds and gain back 25. We want optimal health. So how do you gain optimal health? Well, you must examine the behaviors that are disturbing your life and optimal health. So write down all the behaviors you need to execute to achieve this goal of optimal health. Well, obviously 1 is diet properly, 2 is drink water, 3 is exercise, movement management, personal development, you know, things like that. We know those are true. We talked about those as our lifestyle practices. But get a little bit deeper. So maybe you think you need to eat more vegetables. Maybe you need to think that you need to monitor your diet, or you need to become more aware of when you eat, what you eat. What about sleep? Do you need to go to bed earlier? Do you need to shut off screens? Do you need to monitor exercise? Maybe you think a behavior would be to go for a walk after dinner so you don't binge. Maybe you feel you need to hire a trainer. Maybe you need to think you need to start journaling. Maybe it's consistency of exercise. Or maybe it's planning meals. You have to plan your meals. Or you need to learn how to take food with you. Or get rid of temptation. Or expect fluctuations. Have that set where you aren't going to be stuck in expectation. Now, you want to write your list out. And then take each one of those and put them on an index card or some type of note. Now what you're going to do, that's part one. So write down all your behaviors you believe you will need to execute and achieve your goal. And really take your time and do this. Really sit down and do this. Now number 2, I want you to take a piece of paper and you want to put one line down the middle and one line across. You're making four quadrants. On the top, you're going to write high impact. On the bottom, you will write low impact. On the right side, you will write feasible. On the left side, you will write not feasible. Now, number three, you're going to take each index card and ask, will this be efficient for me to achieve my goal? So the question is, you're only focused on the up and down of your lines, the high impact, or is it going to be low impact? And you got to slow down and be honest. Is this a high impact thing that will help me? Or is this a low impact thing that will help me? Now, you have two piles. Now take the cards and ask yourself, is this realistic? Or do I really want this? Pause. Imagine yourself doing this. Does it feel good or do you feel resistance? Now looking along the lines across the vertical axis, put on the left side, not feasible. Put on the right side, feasible, and place the cards. Now, when you look at the quadrant, there should be three or four cards that are in that upper right quadrant. These are the main behaviors you begin to focus on. They will feel familiar and they will feel easy to you. See, the whole idea is moving through the process of changing the behavior that will bring you your goal. This is what processes are. You have to have process. Now, this process is the beginning of you self-authoring your health category. And that's the process of becoming healthy. This is the beginning to change behavior. It's awareness. And you can prioritize this by understanding first how the human being operates and second, what drives the human being's behavior. So I'm going to take this and I'm going to make it more towards stress mastery now. But that is a really good exercise. And this is a great way for you to really gain focus. Everything in life is focus. So let's go into taking this method and let's go into stress mastery a little bit. The human being is hardwired for behavior. This behavior is dictated by what is held in mind. By changing small behaviors and focusing only on one or two things, it changes everything by creating a shift. Why? Because the moment you start changing your behavior, you are beginning to self-author your life. You are moving out of stage three socialized mind into stage four self-authoring mind. This means you're changing the identity. Now remember, what protects those old programs and behaviors and identity is the comfort zone. So you have that awareness, you're going through your comfort zone. It's going to be uncomfortable. That's why to try to change everything at once is ridiculous. You won't succeed. Why? Because a human being is hardwired for behavior. Behavior is dictated by what's held in mind, and what's held in mind is designed never to change. It's designed to be in stasis. So people who fail to self-author, especially the health category, it's because we are very emotionally tied to food. And these are strong programs that were set in the first 7 years of your life. And in setting your focus map, you can begin the process in you, understanding first the human being, how the human being operates and functions, and second, how does your body function and operate? So we look at these aspects of creating a focus map. Number one, the human being is programmed for behavior through those stages of development. And many of those, especially in the health category, are set in stage one. And that means your first 7 years of life. These are programs designed not to change. They're there to drive your behavior. Number two, the five-part human construct is what drives our behavior to match the programming held in mind. So your habits, your behaviors have been set. And the construct, which is those five parts of the human construct, are what drives your and sets your identity base. And when you are unconscious, you are just living through your programs, and understand that's part of being a human being. 95% of your behavior is driven from the subconscious of the cage mind. And this is going to drive what you do and what you don't do. And part of that is it's very uncomfortable when you attempt to make changes. That's why we feel resistance. So let's go back to our goal to lose 20 pounds in 30 weeks. The question is, why do you want this? You see, many people set goals by random guessing. They see a commercial for fast weight loss and are selling a product, and these images showing how happy people are after they lost their weight. Their life is fantastic. Now, this is a recipe for failure. And the reason is it sets your goal in expectation. So if you are in expectation, then the moment that expectation is not met, you're not losing weight fast enough, or you're not happy like those people were on the television, you are going to activate a conflict. That conflict is going to put you in frustration. Frustration is going to drive your behavior in anger. Here's where you may binge. Here's where you may fall back in old behavior. And when that happens, the ego is going to solidify the old identity, the old programs, the old behaviors through guilt. You feel guilty. You're mad at yourself. I can't believe it happened again. But the reason it happened again is you didn't have a plan. You didn't have a plan. Yeah, you started a diet program, but that's not a plan to change behavior. And you may even lost weight. Most people can lose weight on a program. The difference is you didn't take care of the behavior that caused you to gain weight. So you must revert back to old behavior. So that's the first part. Now, another recipe to fail is to get inspiration from the internet. So I met a gentleman recently at the talk I did. And upon meeting him, you could see that he was a protector. He was a guy that's built to lift weights and to walk. Yet he was inspired by David Goggins. If you don't know who David Goggins is, he's a former Navy SEAL, Army Ranger who does extreme exercise. He was inspired by David Goggins when he listened to his book to run a marathon. And he pushed his body so hard, and he completed the marathon. Now, this is not a young man. And so he was in his mid-50s, and he did it. He did the race. He did it. But what happened was he pushed his body so hard that he's now he's stuck in adrenal burnout. I asked him, I go, why did you do this in the first place? He goes, because he wasn't an overweight guy. He wasn't thin. He was healthy, but he didn't feel good. He was exhausted. He was tired. He wasn't sleeping great. So he thought this was a way to start exercising, and that's what he did. And he did it. But now what's happened after math, he's more exhausted than ever. He didn't fix what was causing his exhaustion. Instead, he was inspired to go run. And David Goggins, if you've ever listened, is an amazing man. But he will drive his body to, like I've never heard anybody who drives their body harder than him. To follow that inspiration when you haven't exercised in about 25 years is probably a recipe for failure. And finally, what causes people to really kind of fail is they start some diet because it worked for someone else. Yes, again, it may bring you weight loss, but without changing your behavior and matching your lifestyle program to you, the results will end in gaining more weight in another failed diet. You have to examine your current behaviors without judgment. Because you know what? You could actually be very kind to yourself because you had nothing to do with setting those programs. Stop beating yourself up and start loving yourself by looking at the actions. And we can then, through awareness, create practices to change those. So I come back to the question. Why do you want to lose 20 pounds in 30 weeks? So if we look at awareness and we understand what you have learned in stress mastery, that for you to lose weight, for you to have optimal health, for you, more importantly, to maintain health and maintain the weight loss, you must have the five daily practices of the Go Right lifestyle system. You have to have these practices because this is what manages the mind and the body, and it manages the human construct, which is driving behavior. So you got to have one diet, two exercise, three proper water intake, four the refeed practice, cheat day, and five personal development. Remember, the body supports the mind. If you're not working on yourself, there's no diet and exercise program that can bring you health. It's impossible. I know that sounds counterintuitive to you, but it's the truth. This is the truth of the human being. If your mind is a chaos, the body has to be in chaos. It supports the mind. So if you're not working on personal development, that means that you're holding the programs of stage three, and that socialized mind that was set at age 16, you are going to be stressed out. And if you're stressed out, the body's going to stay stressed out. Whether you're eating or exercising, it doesn't matter. So that's why it's important that you must have personal development. Remember, we're looking to self-author our health category. Well, to move fully into stage four, self-authoring mind, remember, all five life categories got to be there. Your career, your vocation, finance, your money, health, which we're talking about. Relationships, very important, and your personal and spiritual development. You have to have that category there so you stay in expansion and don't fall back into restriction. So, again, ask yourself, what current behaviors do I have that goes against these five practices? Five practices, one diet, two exercise, three water, four refeed practice, and five the Green Focus Power Hour personal development. And then you list out these practices and you say, okay, what are behaviors that go against them? And let me give you some example. You're going to take that behavior and then you're going to do the pendulum swing. So one, let's just say I don't exercise. Well, then you would list the pendulum, I regularly exercise. One, let's say I don't eat well. All right, set it there. And the pendulum is I follow my eating plan. Or I don't regularly do personal development, or I don't set the day. Well, pendulum swing, I set each day with the Green Focus Power Hour. Or I don't drink water consistently. Easy pendulum swing, I drink water consistently. Now, take your time and look over this list and list down on a scale of 1 to 10 of whether I will do the behavior. You're looking at the pendulum swing. 1 to 10, I will do the behavior. So if I'm looking at the list, I don't exercise, and I have the pendulum, I regularly exercise, and you absolutely don't know where to start or don't like exercise. Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10, I'll do the behavior. It's a 3. And you look at that. And you do it with each one of them. Why? It's creating awareness so you can set your plan. So let's look at how you would, the next step of this would be to implement the intentions. We want to lose 20 pounds in 30 weeks. You have to break your goals down into 4-week intervals, especially those first 30 days. The testing periods of change are very real. That's when resistance is strong, and it comes hard in the first 30 days. Second testing period, 12 weeks. Third testing period, 6 months. And finally, at 1 year, you develop the skill. So let's say we look at diet, and let's say you're being very honest and you say, I just cannot focus getting on my reset right now, but I still want to lose 20 pounds in 30 weeks. That's my goal, but I just can't focus on that. Well, remember what you learned in the Real Weight Loss series. You can lose 1 pound a week by creating a 500 calorie deficit a day. So let's say you're not ready to start the diet. So you're going to eat in a fasting window, a time restricted diet. Let's say you're only going to eat between 12 and 6. And for the first 4 weeks, that's all you're going to do. You're not doing anything else on your diet. See, that will start changing behavior. I'm not even telling you what to eat. Eat whatever you want. But you're still managing the stress response scientifically, the two hormones of insulin and cortisol, but it's starting to change for you. You're starting to change. We're looking at 4 weeks of the 30 weeks. So let's say number two, exercise. Well, I'm good with diet, but I hate exercise. So you know you have to get exercise in order to manage the human construct. So the first 4 weeks, you commit to 10-minute walk after dinner. Just 10 minutes for the first 4 weeks. This is starting to create behavior. You're taking action, and this behavior that you're creating is starting to make your changes. So let's say number three on the water. I have trouble drinking water. So just commit to 1 liter of water a day. You have a bottle, you check it off, one a day for the first 4 weeks. The refeed practice, it's cheat day. I don't think you have to worry about this until you commit to the diet. And then the Green Focus Power Hour. This is more important than everything else. And I hate to say that, but it is. If you don't start working on your mind, you're not going to have optimal health in the body. More importantly, if you don't start working on the mind, you can't change the behavior that is affecting the body. But let's say the Green Focus Power Hour overwhelms you. Well, then the first 4 weeks, commit to 6 minutes. Do each six exercises for 1 minute. You see, that's how you create change. Because the moment you start a new behavior, you're changing the identity. And the moment you start changing the identity, you're self-authoring your life. And this is a process of implementation to your intentions. And after 4 weeks, you set the next 4 weeks. And the keys to the success, the key to you becoming successful in creating processes is, one, you have to get clarity of what you really want and why you want it. I say it over and over, but it's that important. Two, planning. I work at 4-week intervals anytime I'm changing something. Number three, accountability. Have some way, someone, somehow to make sure you're staying on track, to help you stay on track, and be there if you should fall. And number four, very important, it's self-monitoring. See, moving from stage three socialized mind into stage four self-authoring mind is based on one single aspect: changing behavior. And we must monitor our progress. You set your 4-week intention within your big goal. Self-monitoring is keeping a record of behaviors. The snapback is strong those first 30 days. So let's say you fall. You want to know why you fell and what triggered the behavior. This awareness is so powerful that it can actually create a shift. So let's say there's a celebration at work. Everyone is eating cake. And you feel left out. But before you know it, here you are eating the cake. Now, in the past, this would be where you would get frustrated and then move your behavior into anger, angry at yourself, and then you would fall into guilt where the diet would end. It'd be over with. You already failed. But this is not a failure. Remember, to fail, you have to quit. This is a time, this time you journal it out. What happened? And you journal the whole situation out. And you realize it just, you felt left out. That's the want to belong. This awareness allows you that next time you're in that same situation, you now have experience. And this will give you self-motivation not to fall back into the behavior. But if you don't do this, then you will fall back into old behavior. So another way I use what are called streaks. I create a streak on my calendar when I'm working on something so I know it's 30 days and I'm crossing it off. Or you can use in your journal a number of days. I'm working on my water. Water, 1 day, 2 days. I know Linda does this spectacular. She does this on her bathroom mirror and she dates it. Okay, I drank my water, check. I drank my water, check. I drank my water, check. What that does is it does actually work both mentally and physically. It's giving you that accountability, that streak you get excited about. And it actually, the brain is releasing dopamine so you feel good about it. And what happens is you don't want to lose your streak. So creating a streak works. So there is creating, it's all about, we're talking this week on creating a process and creating these different processes, but there's also enjoying the process. And that's what we will be discussing all throughout the week. How do I enjoy the process of changing my behavior, but just how do I enjoy the process of living my life? And we'll talk about that over the next couple days. So this is a way to get our health going. I gave you a couple different ways in this episode. I look forward to your comments. If you have questions, those in the Stress Mastery community, please give me your questions. Now, before I close, I must give a great thanks to Super Millennial and Mark Middlestead for taking care of the podcast last week. It was fantastic. You guys both did a fantastic job. Thank you so much. It took a lot off me as I was presenting to the YBL group. I really enjoyed listening to you guys work. And so I just wanted to give a shout out to both of you because I cannot tell you how much I appreciated everything that you guys did. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe. Links are right below the show. As always, until next time, stay inspired.